Yeah, Magic System. Hommage à Alpha Blondie.
Finally, something online caught my eye and ear the other day. This song. The song is called Sweet Fanta Diallo. The band Magic System from Ivory Coast in West Africa is taking care of business there. I discovered this cool tune at Latitudes, the international music you must hear now. It's a new feature that our friends at NPR.org have set up to listen to vital tracks from the world of global music. NPR's Anastasia Silkus curates Latitudes and joins me from New York. So here's the thing, Anastasia. This is a great reggae-inflected pop tune, but it's not a new song, and Magic System is not a new band. But I gather this tune, Sweet Fanta Diallo, has been a big hit this summer all over West Africa. Who is Magic System and what's their song about?
Well, so this is a band from Abidjan in Ivory Coast, and they have had a string of hits over the last few years. And they are going back for another big summer hit. So this song, Sweet Fanta Diallo, is actually a cover of a much older song by another artist from Ivory Coast named Alpha Blondie. And they give a shout out to him at the beginning of the song. So they really are honoring kind of roots of how music from Ivory Coast has gone international.
I mean, it's basically a crush on a beautiful woman. That's what the song is about, right? A woman named Sweet Fanta Diallo.
Yeah, and what is it? She hugs rainbows, is it?
Yeah.
And you know, there's all this sort of dreamy, very sweet imagery in the song.
Now, the version by Magic System and Alpha Blondie's original version from a bunch of years ago, they bounce the same way. Let's just hear a bit of Alpha Blondie's. But then near the end of Alpha Blondie's original version, this happens. Yeah, at the end he sings, "One day Fanta flew away with the sun, the last time I saw her, psychiatric hospital, now I know I did you wrong." What's going on here?
It takes such a turn, doesn't it? You know, it goes from the sweetness, and there's such an arresting juxtaposition of the seriousness of the lyrics and sort of the sweet bounce of the music. And the funny thing is, in the Magic System version, that doesn't exist.
Why do you think Magic System got away from those complexities?
It may be something as personal or innocuous, however you want to see it, as the fact that Alpha Blondie was maybe singing about his own personal experiences. He did spend time in psychiatric hospitals as a younger man. Maybe that just felt like too much of a biographical element. I also think that maybe it's just that Magic System wanted a big, sort of comfortable sounding hit, because without that sort of edge, you have a very sweet, very catchy pop tune.
Anastasia Silkus of the NPR blog Latitudes. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music from the Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. Have a good one.